The rain has been keeping farmers off their land for many days this spring. Growers make the best of it by working long hours during the scattered windows of decent weather. By now, farmers have practically caught up with planting. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the percentage of crops planted in Wisconsin is almost in line with the state's five-year average. Lake Geneva farmer David Adams is the president of the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board. His fields are planted for the year, except 40 to 50 acres.
Yeah, it's not good. I do have insurance for some of it, but it's low ground. It's kind of a wet ground anyways, and it just never got dried out this year.
Farmers have to get their corn in the ground by a certain day in order to be fully covered by crop insurance, and that deadline has passed in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association spokesman Tamas Houlihan says the potato crop is behind about 1 week. He says if the weather cooperates this summer, the crop should produce normal yields. But Houlihan says potatoes won't be ready for early harvest in July.
A lot of growers do like to get into the early market, we call it, which is mid to late July. There are some potatoes ready for harvest, and they generally command a high price because not many areas are ready to have new potatoes in mid to late July.
According to the USDA, the majority of Wisconsin's hay, corn, soybeans, and oats are in good and excellent condition. Maureen McCullum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.